Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Ayan, magandang hapon po sa inyo. Batiin nyo naman yung katabi ninyo ng magandang hapon. Welcome to CCF. At kung kayo po ay kasama namin online, binabati rin namin kayo. Napakalapit na po ng Pasko, isang linggo na lamang, right? One more week and Christmas na. Handa na ba kayo? Ramdam nyo na po ba ang Pasko? O yung traffic lang ang nararamdaman ninyo? Grabe po ang traffic ngayon, no? Parang sa EDSA nagki-Christmas party ang mga tao ngayon. But nonetheless, there are so many things to be thankful for. Tayo po ay nakaraos sa so many years of challenges sa pandemya and things are loosening up. And we praise God, yes indeed, for this. So ngayon po, tayo ay magpapatuloy sa ating series na sinumulan last week, which is entitled Christmas Unwrapped, The Story Behind Christmas. Alam niyo po, bago tayo magpatuloy, again, because Christmas is already around the corner, ang ating pong Sunday service next week is on the is on Christmas Day. No? Kayo ba ay narito o pumaparty na kayo? Sana kayo ay narito. No? I hope that you can just spend your Christmas also with us as we worship God together. Pero gusto ko po sanang paalalahanan kayo na imbitahin ninyo ang inyong mga mahal sa buhay, mga kaibigan, kaopisina, kapitbahay, because next week, we will have a special message. At kasama po natin si Pastor Bong, who will deliver the Christmas message next week. So please, invite your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Now, sa ating pong pagpapatuloy, tanong ko po sa inyo, ilan po sa inyo ang na-scam na? Okay, meron po bang na-scam na sa inyo? Ayan, hindi po ako nag-iisa. Marami sa atin ang naloko na, na-scam na. How many of you, parang feeling nyo sobrang in demand kayo kasi palagi na lang nakakatanggap kayo ng message na may job offer sa inyo? No? Nakakatanggap ba kayo ng mga text messages na ganun? Na merong job offer tulad itong message na to, sabi dito, Dear, next close kayo, Dear, I am a team manager. We are hiring spare time staff now. You can earn 8,000 per day. Wow, san ka pa? 8,000 per day. No? And you receive this paulit-ulit. Parang isa na lang yung spiel ng mga tao. And this is something that we receive. And lagi tayong pinapaalalahanan, di ba, ni Globo, ni Smart, na huwag papatol sa mga ganitong text messages. Or sino sa inyo, nanalo na, nanalo na ba kayo sa isang contest na hindi nyo sinalihan? Nanalo na ba kayo? Para, lagi ho ako nananalo. Tulad nito, you are the lucky selected winner worth of 580,000 pesos. Wow! Ito, from GMA7, Wawa Win. To claim this prize, call me now, Attorney Henry Ching. May DTI permit number pa. Diba? Or dati, nung hindi pa masyado sikat yung text messaging, di ba? Nakakatanggap rin tayo ng email from isang Nigerian o African prince na sinasabi na sila daw ay merong inheritance at kailangan lang nila ng konting amount para ma-release yung inheritance at kahati tayo doon sa inheritance na yon. Napakarami pong scam sa panahon ngayon. And even before, there are so many scams. And the question is, bakit ba tayo nasa scam? No, bakit ba kahit napakarami ng reminder or warning sa atin, meron pa rin sa atin mga nahuhulog sa scam. Ako po ay na-scam recently sa start ng year na ito. Yung pong aking cellphone ay nalaglag at nabasag yung screen, yung salamin. And so napaka-importante po kasi ang dami kong kailangang kausapin or I do some of my work through text, so kailangan ko pong palitan yung cellphone. Pero out of budget kasi biglaan. So ang ginawa ko, I went online at ako po ay naghanap ng isang particular brand sa isang online shopping platform. And nakita ko, sabi ko, wow, ang pinakamura nila. Hinanap ko yung pinakamura na pwede kong mabili. No? Na akma doon sa mga kailangan ko. And ang pinakamura na nakita ko ay 7,000 pesos. Sabi ko, out of budget. No? So scroll lang ako ng scroll until nakakita ako, 50% off. No? 50% off. Siyempre na-excite ako. Sabi ko, ito yung hinahanap ko. Pasok sa budget. No? So binili ko yung cellphone. No? Tapos, ang yabang ko pa, kinukwento ko sa mga pamilya ko, uy, nakabili ako, 50 off, grabe, ang ganda ng discount. Huh? And then, pagkatapos ko ikwento yun, parang merong mali. Parang merong hindi tama sa ginawa ko. So, ginawa ko, bumalik ako doon sa online shopping platform, tinignan ko yung seller, at tinignan ko yung mga comments. At doon ako nalungkot, at nakita ko, puro mga comments sila. Kayo ba tinitingnan yung comment section? Pag bumibili kayo? Diba? Nakasulat doon, scam, scam, huwag kayong bibili dito, scam, no? So galit na galit yung mga nagko-comment. And then, true enough, pagdating po nung item, ito po ay isang phone na walang tatak, na talagang sobrang layo doon sa binili ko na cellphone. Now, nagpapasalamat ako sa Diyos kasi naibalik yung pera ko. Nag-file ako ng complaint at naibalik yung pera ko. But ako po ay na-scam. And I wonder, bakit po tayo ay minsan ganoon na lang yung pagtitiwala? Or minsan nauhulog pa rin sa scam? One of the reasons kung bakit tayo nauhulog sa mga ganitong pamamaraan na mga taong hindi magandang loob is because these scammers offer something that we are longing for. Isang bagay na hinahanap natin. Isang bagay na iniisip natin, naku, napakagandang dito. Talaga ba? Hindi ko na kailangan paghirapan? At makukuha ko ng ganyan lamang? Ng ganitong halaga lamang? And so, nagtataas yung ating pag-asa na, wow, I might get a good deal. No? You know, lalo na ngayon, difficult times. Diba? Pag tayo ay nasa isang hindi magandang sitwasyon, minsan talagang nagiging desperate na tayo. And kaya minsan, pag mayroong isang good news, tumataas yung pag-asa natin, and we say, nako, baka para sa akin yan, baka that will improve my situation, papatulan ko na. And we fall for it. You know, ito pong pamamaraan is, this gives us hope. And you know, ang Webster Dictionary, dine-define yung hope as this, a feeling that what is wanted will happen. No? Desire accompanied by expectation. And sa buhay natin ito, napakarami po nating inaasam at expectations. And we want to hold on to hope. Ito po ang isang warning para sa atin. Alam niyo po ang ating kaaway na si Satanas, the devil, wants to scam us. He wants to give us false hope. And we are led to believe that if we have this or we have that, then tayo ay liligaya. No? To pursue the temporal things of this world. Yan po yung messaging or scheme ng kaaway. Nako, saka ka na maglingkod sa Panginoon, saka ka na mag-worship, unahin mo muna yung sarili mo. Right? Hindi mo mahanap ang kaligayahan dyan. Kailangan, take things into your own hands. Merong mga mensahe na ating narinig ako, for you to be happy, kailangan may ganito ka. Kailangan ganito ang estado mo sa buhay. Pag kayo, ano, ikaw liligaya ka pag kinasal ka na. No? Diyan ka lang liligaya. Sino po sa inyo kasal na? Taas po ang kamay. Ayan, doon po sa mga nakataas ang kamay, tingnan niyo po sila. Mukha ba silang masaya? Mukha naman. Pero hindi lahat, no? Totoo niyan, yung mensahe sa atin ng mundo ay you need power, position, possession, no, para ikay maging masaya. And so we spend our time, our lives pursuing these things. Ang problema, kung doon nakaangkla yung ating pag-asa, pag hindi yan dumating sa ating buhay, pag nawala yan sa atin, nawawalan tayo ng pag-asa. Because things in this world are temporal. Hindi ko po sinasabi na mali yung magkaroon ng accomplishment sa buhay. Hindi ko po sinasabing mali to be in a relationship. But if our hope is anchored on these things alone, tayo po ay madidismaya. Because these things perish. Today, as we continue our series on Christmas Unwrapped, sana po ating maalala why we really celebrate Christmas. Bakit nga ba tayo nagse-celebrate ng Christmas? And this is a message na palagi na lang natin naririnig. Pero ang tanong, ito ba ay nagbibigay ng encouragement sa atin? Last week, we learned that we can experience God's best in God alone, in Christ Jesus, di ba? In His grace. And as we obey, we can experience God's best. At tinalakay natin yung buhay, yung storya ni Joseph at ni Mary. Ngayon naman, titingnan natin ang buhay ni John the Baptist or ni Juan Bautista, San Juan Bautista. Sino pong Bautista ang apelido? Alam niyo po ba na yun ang ibig sabihin ng inyong apelido? Baptist, no? Bautista. Si John the Baptist. And ang title ng ating message ngayon is God's Message of Hope. God's Message of Hope. Sino nga ba si John the Baptist? Si John the Baptist ay isang tagipagbigay balita or prophet, no? During that time, he is the messenger of God. He is John the Baptist. At sinasabi dito, sino po ba siya? Kilalanin natin ng konti si John the Baptist sa ating pagtalakay sa buhay niya, no? In Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 6, itong sinasabi, there was a priest named Zechariah. Ito po yung tatay ni John the Baptist. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and the requirements of the Lord. So si John the Baptist was born to righteous and blameless parents. Na natutuwa po ako because the author of this epistle is Luke, who is a physician or a doctor who took note of details, no? Very detailed yung kanyang pag-account, no? Sa gospel na ito. E talagang pinoint out niya that the parents of John the Baptist were blameless and walking righteously in the sight of God. Alam niyo po, isang napaka-sobering reminder sa ating mga magulang, yung role natin sa ating mga anak. Alam niyo po, maraming mga anak, maraming mga tao ang lumilihis sa pananampalataya because of their relationship or the lack of relationship na mayroon sila sa kanilang mga magulang. Kadalasan bilang magulang, gusto po nating sabihin sa mga anak natin, mahalin niyo ang Diyos, ha? Mabuhay ka para sa Diyos, ha? And then pag tinignan nila yung ating mga buhay, ano kayang nakikita nila? Nakikita ba nila yung ating mga pinapangaral sa kanila? Mahalin mo ang Diyos. Yung buhay ba natin ay nagmamahal sa Diyos? Now, hindi ko po sinasabi na tayo dapat maging perpekto at walang kasalanan. Pero ang tanong po ay, nakikita ba ng mga anak natin ang pagkilos ng Panginoon sa ating mga buhay at yung ating pagpapasakop sa Panginoon? Our roles, our parents are very important. Kaya po sa Biblia sinasabi, teach and train your child in the way that he should go. For when they are old, they will not depart from it. And ano po ba ang best way para pangaralan ng ating mga anak? Through what? Sino po sa inyo magulang, paulit-ulit niyong sinasabi sa mga anak niyo ang dapat nilang gawin at hindi sila sumusunod? Ano? Di ba? Yun ang ating experience. Di ba? But the best way to teach our children is through our example. Right? Sa ating mga buhay. More is caught than taught. Maaring paulit-ulit nating sinasabi, pero kung hindi naman nila nakikita sa ating mga buhay, then ang tingin po sa atin ay ipokrito. Right? The importance of our mothering, the importance of parenting. We have such a special role, and yun po yung role natin, napakahirap po nagampanan ito apart from the work of the Holy Spirit. And so we need God's grace in our lives. So ito pong nalalaman natin is that John the Baptist was born to Zechariah and Elizabeth, who were righteous and blameless before God. And kadalasan po, during a Christmas season, naalala lang po natin yung miracle birth ni Jesus Christ, who was born to a virgin, di ba? Yun ang madalas natin naalala, but hindi po natin alam, minsan nakakaligtaan natin that the birth of John the Baptist was also miraculous. No, bakit? Dahil si Zechariah at si Elizabeth were already of age. Matanda na po sila. No, they were already senior in age. At bukod doon, si Elizabeth was barren. No, siya po ay baog, no? Barren. And she was not able to conceive. And so when the archangel Gabriel appeared kay Zechariah, talaga hindi siya makapaniwala. Talaga ba? At dahil sa kanyang unbelief, siya po ay panandali ang napipi. Hindi nakapagsalita. At until the will of the Lord was done, no? At saka lamang siya nakapagsalita muli. No? And this was a miracle birth. So, as we look at John the Baptist, kahit po yung kanyang kapanganakan is a miracle in itself. Right? And we see God's hand in his life. So, pagpapatuloy po, in Luke chapter 1, verse 13 to 15, sabi dito, "But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice over his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb." Okay. Ano po yung napapansin natin dito? Ang isa po nating nakikita is what? That he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother's womb. No? Yung pagkilos po ng banal na Espiritu, even at before tayo lumabas, no? Nakita na po natin yung pagkilos ng Panginoon. The Holy Spirit will fill him while still in his mother's womb. Ano pang nakikita natin? Many will rejoice over his birth. No? He will be bringing joy to others. At he will be great in the sight of the Lord. No? Filled with the Holy Spirit, brought joy and gladness, and great in God's eyes. Now, nauna po yung filled with the Holy Spirit. Alam niyo po, si John the Baptist, napakalaki po nung role na ginampanan niya sa kasaysayan ng, hindi lang ng Israel, pero ng buong mundo. Hanggang ngayon, tayo po ay natututo at na-impact ng kanyang ministry. Napakalaki po ng naging role niya. Pero ating pong pagkakaalalahanan na yung kanyang role, yung kanyang ginampanang role is only possible because of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit can truly use us for the furtherance of God's kingdom. So, yun po yung una, alalahanin natin, the ministry of John the Baptist was not because he's the best or ang galing-galing niya or ang husay niya, but because he was filled with the Holy Spirit. At gayon din tayo, no? Sa paggamit ng Panginoon sa atin, it's not because of who we are, yung kagalingan natin, but because of the power of the Holy Spirit. He also brought joy and gladness. At mamaya makikita natin kung bakit he brought joy and gladness. But Scripture tells us that this is one of the things that he had done. He brought joy and gladness. And he was great in God's eyes. Ito po sabi ni Jesus sa kanya, "Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist." Okay? None greater. Grabe yung statement ng Panginoon Jesucristo. No? None among those born of women. Yung pong lahat ng mga tinatawag nating heroes of faith, kasama na dyan sina Moises, sina Abraham, no? Sina Isaac, sina Jacob, lahat po yan ay born of women. But the testimony of Jesus for John the Baptist ay that there is none arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Wow. Pero paano ba dinescribe si John the Baptist ng Scripture? In Matthew chapter 3, ito po ang itsura ni John the Baptist. "Now John himself had a garment of camel's hair. and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem was going out to him and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan. So, paano po dinescribe si John the Baptist? Wearing camel's hair, belt, kumakain ng locust. Ano po bang locust sa Tagalog? Ha? Parang grasshopper ba? Parang ganoon ang itsura siguro, no? Locust. Right? And he ate locust and wild honey. Siguro po, pag nakita natin siya ngayon, parang isipin natin, parang medyo weird, no? Parang ba't ganun yung pananamit niya or bakit ganun yung kinakain niya? And siguro sa ating standards, eh, parang hindi siya ganun ka-great, no? As Jesus was talking about him. But this also teaches us a valuable lesson. Ano po yung valuable lesson na yun? Ang Panginoon, hindi tayo tinitimbang based on our standards. God has His own standards. God has a different way of seeing us and God looks at our hearts. Kadalasan po tayo, minsan tinitimbang natin yung kapwa natin based on kung anong nakikita natin, ano yung pag-aari nila, ano yung estado nila, ano yung position nila. Diba? Pag nakita natin mataas ang posisyon, grabe yung pagtrato natin sa kanila. Talagang all respect. Pero pag feeling natin hindi ganun kataasan ang posisyon, nako, parang walang respeto. And sometimes, ganun yung ating pagtimbang sa tao. But God has a different way of weighing people, of looking at us. Right? And we need to remember this. God saw John the Baptist as one of the greatest despite his physical appearance. No? Ano pang sinasabi tungkol kay John the Baptist? In Luke chapter 1, verse 15, sabi dito, "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor." Now, bakit po importante ito? Isang importanteng note about John the Baptist is that he set himself apart for God. No? He was a Nazarite, or he made a Nazarite vow. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Alam niyo po, sa kasulatan, sa scripture, we identify a few people who have made Nazarite vows. Tulad ni Samson, ni Samuel, and here we have John the Baptist. No? Nazarite. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Yung word na Nazarite comes from the word Nazir, Hebrew word Nazir, or to set apart, or to consecrate. And so when you make a Nazarite vow, sinasabi mo, gusto kong isang tabi or i-consecrate yung sarili ko para sa Panginoon. There's nothing wrong with drinking liquor or alcohol. Even Jesus drank wine. Right? Pero yung pong kanyang dedication to set himself apart is apparent dun po sa kanyang pag-make ng Nazarite vow. No? So he set himself apart from God. Now let's continue. Luke chapter 1, verse 15 to 17, at sabi dito, "And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while still in his mother womb, and he will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord their God, and it is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers back to their children, and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Ano yung nakikita natin dito? One is, he will be a forerunner. Anong ibig sabihin ng forerunner? Mangunguna, to prepare the way, no? Parang herald. Hoy, parating na si Kristo, forerunner, for, before, right? Forerunner. And ano daw gagawin niya? To turn the hearts of fathers back to their children and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Pansinin niyo po itong sinasabi dito, he will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Ano pong ibig sabihin nun? Alam niyo po si Elijah sa kasaysayan ng Israel, he was a very important figure. During the time of Elijah, siya po ay naatasan ng Panginoon to preach a message of repentance. Bakit po? Kasi yung mga tao, yung mga Israelites back then, nalayo na yung kalooban sa Panginoon. lumayo na. And so Elijah was to turn their hearts back to God. Elijah was preaching a message of repentance. And he was such a great prophet, si Elijah. And the people, the Israelites, the Jews know his significance in their history. At sila po ay matagal na nag-aantay sa pagbabalik ni Elijah. And the Archangel Gabriel was saying na gagampanan ni John the Baptist kung ano yung ginawa ni Elijah. He will bring back the hearts of the people back to God. Hearts of the children back to their father. And he will make ready a people for the Lord. Huh? So he was a forerunner before God. And he turned many hearts back to the Lord. Now, three more things that we ought to know about John the Baptist. Huh? In Matthew chapter 3, sabi doon, now in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea saying, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So ano po yung message ni John the Baptist? It was a message of repentance. He called people to repent. Huh? And then another thing we ought to note about John the Baptist, Matthew chapter 3, verse 7, sabi doon, but then when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Wow, napaka-boldly niyang kinonfront yung mga Pharisees. No? And one thing that we ought to note about John the Baptist ay, he was not afraid to confront with the truth. John the Baptist stood for the truth. Alam niyo po, ngayon sa panahon, napakahirap tumayo at manindigan minsan sa katotohanan. Di ba? Ano pong sitwasyon ngayon? Ano tinatawag natin sa culture ngayon? Cancel culture. Right? Pag meron kang sinabi na hindi agree yung ibang tao, kinakancel ka nila, ina-unfriend. Di ba? Kayo, naranasan niyo na ba yun? Na-unfriend na ba kayo? Na-cancel na ba kayo? Right? This is something that people do nowadays. Kapag ikay nanindigan sa katotohanan or something that you believe in, you get canceled if they don't agree with you. No? But John the Baptist was more interested with the truth than with his likes and his follows. No? Kung siya po ay merong social media ngayon. And finally this, no? John 3, sabi niya dito, he, talking about Jesus Christ, must increase but I must decrease. Gusto niyang maitaas si Jesus Christ. You know, John the Baptist was being popular. Maraming tao ang lumalapit sa kanya as he baptized people. And he could have owned a ministry and wow, ang galing ko talaga bilang isang minister, no? And may mga tao na nagsasabi sa kanya, uy, merong isang nagbabaptize doon ah. And for him, maligaya siya sa pagdating ng Panginoong Hesus Kristo. And he says, Jesus must increase and I decrease. And so the last thing I want us to note about John the Baptist is he pointed people to Jesus. Marami po tayong pwedeng matutunan sa buhay ni John the Baptist. But these are some things that will help us understand kung sino ba siya at bakit napaka-importante ng mensahe niya para sa atin. Okay. Are you still with me? So, John the Baptist was God's messenger then. And the message that he has is a message of hope found in Jesus Christ. God's message through John the Baptist was a message of hope found in Jesus Christ. Matanong ko po kayo, you know, John the Baptist had bad news and he also had good news. Kayo po ba, anong gusto nyo? Bad news or good news? Pag kayo binibigyan ng balita, anong gusto nyo mauna? Bad news or good news? Bad news muna. Bad news bago mag-good news para kahit gaano kasakit, na may pansalo. Diba yung iba naman, gusto, feel good muna, tapos saka mo ako bigyan ng masamang balita. No? I don't know. Right? Pero what if sabihin ko sa inyo na inaanyayahan ko po kayo na lumipat po tayo ng upuan, ng venue. No? Lipat tayo ng venue, kayo po ay lumipat ng upuan, ano pong sasabihin nyo sa akin? Siguro yung mga polite sasabihin, sige po. No? Pero yung iba, lalo na yung mga nakikita ko napaka-komportable ng upo, no, ng tulog, eh, bakit pa? Sarap-sarap na ng tulog ko eh. Diba? Bakit pa ako lilipat? Okay naman ako eh. Diba? Okay naman ako, bakit pa ako lilipat? So, you know, hindi enough yung masabi natin na merong good news. Pero kailangan, paano ko sabihin ko po sa inyo na yung inupuan nyo ngayon, may surot? Lilipat po ba kayo? I think so. No? Or sira, babagsak kayo dyan, no? And I tell you how bad your situation is so that you will take action para kayo po ay kumilos. Di ba? Kasi pag sabihin ko sa kanyong, lipat kayo, eh okay lang, pareho lang naman eh. Okay na ako dito, komportable na ako kung nasaan ako ngayon. Wala naman akong kailangan gawing iba. Pero paano kung sabihin ko sa inyo may bad news? That will have to move you to take action. John the Baptist was preaching a message of repentance. In Luke chapter 1, verse 76 to 79, ito po yung sinabi ni Zechariah tungkol sa kanyang anak. Sabi niya, "And you, child, also will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare His ways, to give His people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of what? Of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine on those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." Ano po yung nakikita natin dito? One is, mayroon po tayong kasalanan that needs forgiveness. There is sin that needs forgiveness. And that people lived in darkness. And people need to understand the message of hope that John was delivering. That he was giving his people the knowledge of salvation. That through Jesus Christ is offering forgiveness of sins. No? They need to understand, people need to understand that napakasama ng sitwasyon nila na kailangan nila ng kapatawaran sa kasalanan. Alam niyo po, ang hirap, no? Pag minsan feeling natin na okay tayo where we are and hindi natin kailangan ng tulong. Right? You know, hope is so valuable pag tayo ay nasa isang sitwasyon na talagang hindi natin alam kung saan tayo magta-turn. And we need to understand how bad our situation is and how we need the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. Ang mensahe po ni John is a message of repentance. Sabi niya, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Ano pong ibig sabihin ng repentance? What is the meaning of repentance? Alam niyo po ba kung saan nanggaling ang salitang repentance? You see, repentance comes from the word metanoia or metanous. Meta, ano ibig sabihin na meta? Change. No? Meta. Meta means change. Nous or noia means thinking or knowledge. No, metano, change of mind. And change of mind. So repentance is to change one's mind. To change one's mind. And this is what John the Baptist was preaching. We need to repent. We need to change our mind. Change our mind saan? Ano yung kailangan magbago sa ating pag-iisip? No? Repentance is changing my mind about myself and Christ. Recognizing what? One, about myself, I am a doomed sinner who cannot save myself no matter what. And about Jesus, that Jesus is my only hope, my God who loves me and died for me to redeem me. This is the message of repentance. This is what we need to have a change of mind of. Now, stay with me, no? Ito yung ministry ni John the Baptist. In John chapter 1, verse 29, habang si John the Baptist ay nagbabaptize, no? Nakita niyang papalapit si Jesus Christ. Anong sabi niya? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Bakit niya sinabi yun? The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Nung panahon na nangyari ito, ano ba yung kapanahunan na yun? This time was the time of the Passover feast. No? Passover feast. And bakit importante yung katagang Lamb of God? San po ba? Ano po bang konteksto nung Passover feast? Now, let's go back to Exodus, no? Let's go back to the Old Testament, no? The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Again, this is the time of the Passover feast. At naalala niyo po yung Exodus ng mga Israelites? Right? Nung sila po ay pinipigilan ni Pharaoh na umalis ng Egypt, and God gave them plagues. Right? At eto na po yung final plague. Right? Na si God was gonna exact judgment on the Egyptians. And eto yung sabi niya. In verse 12, Exodus 12 verse 12, sabi dito, "For I will go through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord." Verse 21, "Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, 'Go and take for yourselves lambs according to your families and slay the Passover lamb.'" Right? The Passover lamb. So, ito yung kanyang pagturo kay Jesus. "Behold, the Lamb of God." No? So, kailangan ng lamb. Anong gagawin? "You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood." So, parang plant, leaves ng plants ng hyssop. "And dip it in the blood which is in the basin." So, kailangan the unblemished lamb kakatayin. No? And then, kukunin yung hyssop and dip doon sa blood. "And apply some of the blood that is in the basin to the lintel and the two doorposts," sa hamba, sa doorframe, no, ng kanilang mga tahanan. "And none of you shall go outside the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel, on the two doorposts, the Lord will" what? "Will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your house to smite you." So ito po yung kailangan nilang gawin sa kanilang mga tahanan. Get an unblemished lamb, kill it, get the blood, at lagyan nila ng dugo yung kanilang mga pintuan. "And when the angel of death passes through," kung mayroong dugo, "the angel of death will pass over." The angel of death will pass over. And sabi ni Jesus, and sabi ni God, "And you shall observe this event as an ordinance for you and your children forever." No? So even during that time of Jesus, sineselebrate ito ng mga Israelites. Right? And so when John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God," and during that time, it was the Passover, na-connect po ito ng lahat ng mga nakikinig. They knew what John the Baptist was talking about. That Jesus was the one that will save them, no, from experiencing the penalty of sin, which is death. Si Jesus, the Lamb of God, who what? Takes away the sins of the world. Ito po ay pinroprophesy ni Isaiah in verse 53. Sabi niya, "But he," talking about Jesus, "was speared for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and he, with his wounds we are healed." Verse 6, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth like a lamb that is led to the slaughter." And this is what John the Baptist was talking about, that it was Jesus who was led to the slaughter. And he was sacrificed in our behalf. And in his death, he takes away the sins of the world. Matanong ko po kayo, paano po ba tayo pupunta sa langit? Sino po pwedeng pumunta sa langit? Sino po magde-decide? No? Isipin niyo po itong shelf na ito, no? Nakita ko, narinig ko po itong illustration sa isang pastor at binahagi niya itong illustration na to. Sabi niya, okay, sa top shelf, isipin niyo po yung lahat ng tao na sobrang bait. Sino bang sobrang bait? Yung sa buong mundo kilala bilang sobrang bait. Sino bang mga sikat na mababait? Sina Mother Teresa, ganun, no? Mother Teresa, sino pa? Sina Gandhi, ayan, top shelf. So lahat ng mga sobrang babait sa mundo, baka sabihin nyo ako, kasama ako dyan. No? And then, dito, sa second shelf, isipin nyo lahat ng tao na mabait at sikat sa lipunan bilang good people. Right? Siguro si barangay captain o yung isang celebrity or yung influencer na yon, or si mayor or si teacher or kung sino man, no? Mga mababait sa lipunan. Pagkatapos, isipin nyo yung mga kaibigan at kamag-anak ninyo na mabait. Right? Na sa sobrang bait nila, okay lang kayo na patulugin sa bahay ninyo, pautangin, pahiramin ng sasakyan, yan, dahil mabait sila. No? So, naisip nyo na ba sila? Ha? Okay. Ngayon susunod, isipin nyo po yung inyong mga kaibigan, mahal sa buhay na kaibigan nyo, pero hindi nyo pahiramin ng sasakyan. O hindi nyo pautangin. O hindi nyo imbitahin sa bahay. Kaibigan nyo sila, pero parang medyo merong off sa kanila, kaya hindi kayo masyadong komportable. And then, susunod na shelf is, sino yung mga tao na medyo kilala sa lipunan, na medyo corrupt, o hindi magandang pag-uugali, o masama. At yung pinakababa na shelf, yung mga tao na talagang masahol, no, mga terorista, mga mamamatay tao siguro, no? Sino yung mga tao na yon? So, nailagay niyo na ba yung mga tao na yon? Naisip niyo ba sila? Okay. Ang tanong, kung kayo po ang magde-decide kung sino pupunta sa langit, saan niyo po dadalhin yung cut-off? Sino po sa kanila ang pupunta sa langit at hindi? Yung pong dito hanggang sa mababait sa lipunan or yung kaibigan ninyo? Saan po ang boundary natin? You see, yung pong ating kapatawaran, yung ating salvation is not dependent on the good that we do. But instead of shelves na patong-patong, iisang hati lamang po. On one side, ang mga tao na nananampalataya at nakakilala kay Hesukristo and have placed their faith on His finished work on the cross. And on the other side, yung po mga tumanggi at ayaw manampalataya sa Kanya. That is the distinction between us. And that is what the message of John is, a message of repentance, a change of mind. to believe in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. No? And place our faith in Him. Yeah. Back then, John the Baptist preached this wonderful message. And yes, people lived in darkness. Yes, people needed forgiveness in their sins. But then, he preached a message of hope. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And so, ano po yung message na mayroon tayo ngayong pinanghahawakan? What is the message for us today? Today, we are God's messenger. We are God's messenger of hope. And will you take on the challenge to be His messenger of hope today? Marahil marami po sa atin mayroong pag-aalinlangan on being a messenger of hope, no? And here are some reminders as we wind down in our message today, no? Here are some reminders for us. Paano ba tayo magiging effective messengers of hope? Lalo na po ngayon, marami tayong pagkakataon na makasama ang ating mga kaibigan, mahal sa buhay. What message can we share with them? And how can we be an effective messenger of hope? At ating baliktanawin yung ating mga matututunan kay John the Baptist. How can we be an effective messenger of hope? First is, tulad ni John the Baptist, we have to be dependent on the Holy Spirit. No? You know, kadalasan po ayaw natin ibahagi si Kristo dahil feeling natin hindi natin alam yung sasabihin or hindi tayo marunong. But we have to understand that when we share Jesus Christ, kailangan natin gawin ito sa power ng Holy Spirit. Right? As John the Baptist was, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Right? And in the same Spirit that worked through Elijah is the same Spirit that is at work in us. In fact, it says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and as far as the remotest part of the earth." We need the power of the Holy Spirit as we share the good news, the message of hope. A second is we need to live in obedience to God. Or live in obedience to God. Again, nakikita po natin itong verse na to when John the Baptist dedicated his life to God, lived in complete obedience to God. Ito pong Nazarite vow, this is a this is an ancient tradition or something that they, an ancient vow that they did. But you know, the Bible tells us that you and I also can make the same commitment to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Ano sabi? "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Tayo rin po, we are called to be set apart. Kung atin po titingnan ng ating mga buhay, are we set apart? Alam niyo po, naalala ko nung ako'y bagong pagkakakilala sa Panginoon. I think almost 20 years ago. No? Very active po ako, very vocal doon sa aking newfound faith in Jesus Christ. And very active po ako sa social media. And then, ako po nung high school, hindi po ako proud, pero ako po ay bully. Hindi po ako proud, I'm ashamed about that. But you know, when I was in, you know, being vocal about my faith, nakatanggap po ako ng isang private message sa isang kaklase na binubuli ko po dati. At ang tanong lang niya sa akin is, "Omar, nagbago ka na ba talaga?" Because people want to know if there is validity to what you are saying. Meron nga ba talagang pagbabago sa buhay mo? And again, not to, for us to be perfect. But do we, as we claim that Jesus Christ changes lives, talaga nga bang may pagbabago sa buhay natin? And that helps us become effective messengers of hope. To live in obedience to God. Hindi lang puro salita. Pero nakikita yung fruit sa buhay natin. Not perfect, but God at work in our lives, changing us for the better. Nakikita po kaya ito ng mga tao sa buhay natin? Naalala ko po yung isang pastor na kinukwento niya nung siya ay nasa universidad pa at nung siya ay kabataan at liniligawan niya yung kanyang asawa. No, yung asawa niya, may nag-imbita doon sa kanyang girlfriend back then, no? Yung liniligawan niya, may nag-imbita sa isang Bible study. At doon sa Bible study, sinamahan niya, itong pastor na ito, back then, medyo alam niya lahat in the head, pero yung buhay niya, pasaway. No? So, hindi pa siya pastor noon. No? But he grew up in a Christian home. And so, sinamahan niya yung kanyang girlfriend back then at pumunta sila sa Bible study, kumanta sila ng mga na songs of praise, and tinalakay nila yung Bible. And then pag alis nila, habang sila naglalakad pa uwi, sabi nung kanyang girlfriend, sabi niya, "Do you believe in everything that they said? Naniniwala ka ba sa pinag-usapan nila doon?" And siya, sigurista, naninigurado na baka nga tama at ayaw niyang mapasama yung kanyang girlfriend. Sabi niya, "Oo naman, naniniwala ako dun sa tinalakay natin sa Bible study." At ang tanong sa kanya ng kanyang girlfriend, "Kung naniniwala ka, bakit ganyan ang buhay mo?" And talagang napaisip siya sa sinabi sa kanya nung babaeng yun. Ngayon, asawa na niya. And that changed his life. Understanding that true repentance, change of mind, impacts the way we live. No? Mayroon bang pagbabago sa ating buhay? Are we living in obedience to God's word? Next is, we are to boldly preach the gospel. Now, we are to boldly preach the gospel. John the Baptist was very bold in preaching the good news, the message of repentance. Sabi niya, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." No? He preached a message of repentance, even if it means persecution. He stood up for the truth. He stood up for the truth. Hindi po enough yung makita lang ng tao yung pagbabago sa ating mga buhay. It is not enough. We need to be able to share the hope that is in us. We need to be able to share the truth of the gospel. Sabi po sa Romans chapter 10, verse 14 to 15, "How then are they to call on Him in whom they have not believed? How are they to believe in whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? But how are they to preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things.'" We need to preach the gospel. We need to share the gospel by the power of the Holy Spirit and leave the results to God. Minsan po, yung nag-aalangan tayo kasi inisip natin, ano kaya magiging reaction nila, no? Pag binahagi natin si Kristo. Baka ma-persecute tayo, baka ma-cancel tayo. Alam niyo po ba yung movie na Sum of All Fears back in 2002? Alam niyo po ba yun? Sum of All Fears. Ito yung storya ni Jack Ryan, isang spy. No, lagi po siya lumalabas sa mga movies as a spy. No, si Jack Ryan, Sum of All Fears. So yung storya is that mayroon pong nag-bomb sa US. And akala ng US ay Russia po ang nagbomba sa kanila. So, they set out to engage in a nuclear war. Magwa-war na po sila. No? Pero itong si Jack Ryan, natuklasan niya na hindi po Russia ang nagsimula. And so, pinipigilan niya ang President of the United States to engage in a nuclear war. Gusto niyang pigilan. So, pumunta siya, dahil nasa Air Force One na ang Pangulo ng Amerika, pumunta siya dun sa Pentagon, no? Dun sa defense facility ng Amerika, at gusto niya makausap yung Pangulo at para sabihin na, wag niyo ituloy yan. Hindi Russia ang bumomba sa Amerika. At pinipigilan siya. No? Pinipigilan siya. At sabi niya, don't shut me down. If you shut me down, you and millions of others will die. And then sabi niya, my job is to bring the right information to the people who make decisions. Kailangan ko lang sabihin sa kanila ang totoo. Ang sabi sa kanya nung pumipigil sa kanya ay, what makes you think they will believe you? Sabi niya, they don't have to. But my job is to give the right information to the people who makes decisions. Our role is to share the gospel to others. Yung result po ay sa Panginoon. But we are to be faithful in sharing the message of hope. And finally, how can we be effective messengers of hope? As we share the message of hope, we need to exalt Christ alone. We cannot tell people, "Oy, tingnan niyo ako. Ang galing-galing ko. Oy, tingnan niyo ako." No? Yes, they will see changes in our lives, but at the end of the day, we point to Jesus Christ. Hindi sa galing ng ating pananalita. It's not in our own abilities, but we point to Jesus alone. Sabi ni John the Baptist, he must increase, but I must decrease. Again, ito pong panahon natin ngayon is napakaraming challenges. Agree? And alam niyo po, down the line, there will be more challenges up ahead. How do we become good testimonies? How can we become messengers of hope? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, but in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. Pag tinitingnan po kaya tayo ng mga tao sa paligid natin, lahat naman tayo dumaan sa pandemya. Lahat tayo dumaan sa challenges ng economic implications ng pandemic. Lahat tayo, pare-pareho ng mga pinagdaraanan. But is there something different sa ating disposition? Do people see hope in us? And when they see that hope, pag tinanong nila, bakit pare-pareho lang tayo naghihirap, eh bakit lagi ka nakangiti? Bakit parang ang gangaang ng loob mo? Then you can give a reason for the hope that is in you. You can say, it's because of my Savior Jesus Christ that I can live with hope ng may pag-asa. Sabi po ni ni Jesus, sabi niya, I say to you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John, yet he who is least in the kingdom of God, and Jesus was talking about us, is greater than he. Ano ibig sabihin itong statement na to? You see, John had a very important role in history. Na si John was able to point them to Jesus Christ. Pero tayo po, we can point people to the finished work of Jesus Christ. We are able to point them to salvation through Jesus by placing our faith in Him. I'd like to end with this story. Alam niyo po yung, again, the pandemic has been very difficult for us. But for me and my family, ito rin po yung isa sa mga best years of our life. It has brought my family closer to each other. Ako po at ang aking mga anak has never been closer. And you know, in the middle of this year, nagkaroon po kami ng pagkakataon, I had the privilege of leading my children to Christ. You know, for the longest time kami po, lagi namin pinag-uusapan si Kristo at ang Bible at ang faith, pero hindi po namin pinilit yung aming mga anak. But one day, one night, dumating po yung aking anak na lalaki at sinabi sa akin, "Daddy, I want to surrender my life to Jesus." Ang sabi po niya, sabi ko sa kanya, "Anak, why?" Sabi niya, "Daddy, because I don't want to go to hell." And I said, "Do you understand what Jesus did for you?" And kinuwento ko po sa kanya yung gospel message. You know, the next day, yung message po ni Pastor Peter, nakalimutan ko na yung title, but he talked about a story of a pastor in Korea na he was caught by the government, na bawal po yung pag-share ng gospel. He was caught. And then, nahuli din po yung pamilya niya at nandun yung anak niya. At sabi nung sundalo, "Renounce Jesus Christ or I will shoot your son." And the pastor could not renounce Jesus Christ. And so tumingin siya doon sa anak niya and the son said, "Choose Jesus." And the son was shot dead. And then nung pinapakinggan ko po yun, talagang napakabigat sa aking puso kasi naisip ko yung anak ko. Nakashare ko lang po ng gospel the night before. And then nasa kotse po kami, pauwi kami, nag-Sunday school sila, so hindi nila narinig yung storya. And so kinakwento ko sa kanya habang nasa kotse kami, sabi ko sa kanya, "Anak, I was listening to a story kanina. And yung story was this. And iniisip kita the whole time." No? And kinuwento ko sa kanya yung story, sabi ko sa kanya, "You know, there was this father na pinapili siya between Jesus and his son. And bago ko matapos yung kwento, sabi sa akin ng anak ko, 'Daddy, choose Jesus. If that happened to you, choose Jesus.'" Sabi ko sa kanya, "Anak, you know, kahit anong mangyari sa mundong ito, panatag ako. I have hope that we will be together in heaven. And that gives me hope. Praise God. Only by His grace." Isn't that the greatest message of hope for us? That one day when all the challenges and troubles in this world are done, we all get to spend eternity with God in heaven. Alam niyo po yung gospel message, palagi natin naririnig yan. Kayo po ba sinasabihan niyo yung mga mahal niyo sa buhay ng "I love you"? Nag-I love you po ba kayo? Right? Nagsasawa po ba kayong marinig yung "I love you"? You know, the gospel message is a message of love by God to us. And we should never get tired of hearing the gospel message. Minsan kasi iniisip natin, "Ako, basic lang yan. Narinig ko na yan paulit-ulit. Hindi yan para sa akin, para yan sa kapitbahay ko, para yan sa katabi ko, para yan sa kamag-anak ko." But the gospel message should lead us to a heart of thankfulness. Right? A heart of gratitude. It is God telling us, "I love you so much. I gave my son Jesus Christ for you." Kailangan po natin palalahanan yung sarili natin what the gospel message is all about. Totoo po niya, naniniwala po ba kayo na si Kristo ay iniligtas kayo mula sa inyong kasalanan? You believe that? Then if we believe that, sometimes bakit po tayo nagdududa na yung sitwasyon natin ay hindi kayang pagtagumpayan ng Panginoon? Right? The gospel message is for us also. Kayo po ba, kapag kayo ay nagkasala, gusto niyong lumapit sa Panginoon? or nahihiya kayo. Kadalasan nahihiya tayo. Parang iniisip natin, kailangan magpakabait muna ako bago ako lumapit sa Panginoon. Di ba? Sino sa inyo papunta dito, nagalit kayo? Ha? Nag-away kayo, nag-aalitan kayo, tapos nung nagbo-worship na, hindi kayo makakanta. Kasi masama pa yung loob ninyo. And we're saying, kailangan mabait muna ako para makapagsamba sa Panginoon. But isn't the gospel message all about God allowing us to come to His throne of grace? We need to preach the gospel to ourselves. Why? Because the message of hope ay hindi lang para sa ibang tao, para sa ating lahat. And I hope that we will share this message of hope to others as well as we spend this Christmas season with our loved ones and friends. Tayo po'y manalangin. Aming Ama at aming Panginoon, nagpapasalamat po kami for the message of hope. Salamat, Panginoon, that we can live with hope because of the finished work of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Nagpapasalamat kami, Panginoon, because sa aming mga sarili, hindi namin kayang isalba ang aming mga sarili. But Lord, because of Jesus Christ, we can face eternity with You. Lord, maaaring mayroong naririto ngayon or kasama namin online na nakikinig sa mensaheng ito. At sila po ay namumuhay ng walang pag-asa. I pray, dear God, that You would just continue to work in their hearts. At kung kayo ay narito at gusto niyo mabuhay ng may pag-asa, and you want to place your faith in Jesus Christ, then pray a prayer that says that you admit your sin before God, that you believe that He is the only way that you can find forgiveness of your sins, and commit your life to Him. If that is you right now, why don't you pray this prayer with me? Dear Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner and need Your forgiveness. Please forgive me. Lord, I believe in the finished work of Your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. That He who is the Lamb of God that takes away my sin. Lord, I place my faith in Jesus Christ and trust Him to be my Lord and my Savior. I commit my life to Him. Please make me into the person that You want me to be. Help me be a messenger of hope to others. Father, I pray that You would give all of us opportunities to share Your love, Your message of hope, this Christmas season. I pray, dear God, that many others will experience the hope that we have in You. We love You, dear God, and we thank You for today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you, everyone.